up, everybody, and welcome back to Zachary Reality. It is your host, Zachary Reality. We are back with another Deal or No Deal Island elimination interview. Dawson, how are you doing? How are you feeling since last night's episode?
I'm doing great. I am doing absolutely amazing. Thank you for having me. You know, watching that elimination again last night was kind of emotional, actually. Kind of seeing and feeling all those emotions again was just like a bittersweet moment, you know. And I had people over, and I'm like trying to hide the little tears coming out of my eyes, you know, trying to be cool and strong.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I'm doing great.
I feel like you made the right decision. It was like a six-figure deal, $100,000 to leave the game and add over $1 million to the prize money for the group is such a no-brainer. And it's significantly higher than Alyssa and other people that went home that only got 20K or 40K. Like 100K is so much more. So I feel like it was a no-brainer. How did you feel about the decision looking back at it?
You know, as messed up as it sounds, when you have millions of dollars on a board in front of you and you see a $100,000 personal offer, it's kind of like
change.
You know, it's like the money reality is so different out there because you're dealing with millions of dollars. So, you know, at first I was like, okay, $100,000, real money after taxes, yada. I'm doing all the math, okay? And I was like, okay. But, or I could have the chance to further do this competition, rock it out, and have the chance to win millions of dollars. So I'm like, holy shit. Like, it was literally the hardest decision of my life. But obviously, after thinking about it, like, it took me probably, you know, a couple minutes to actually make up my mind. And then I realized, I was like, you know what? Like, if I don't take this deal and I don't win, it's going to be the biggest regret of my entire life. And I knew that that's not what I wanted. I came out here for the experience. And if this is a guaranteed paycheck, I'm going to do it. And I have to do what's best for me. As much as I wanted to eliminate Aaron and stay with the Night Owls and rock this out, I knew I just had to do what's best for me.
Yeah. What was best for you, to win money or to be there for the experience? Like, did you want to not leave with anything? Like, would you not have accepted that if you didn't take anything home?
Yeah, I wouldn't have accepted that. I would have struggled for sure. But the experience, I lived it. You know, I made it through 8 episodes, and that was a long time out there. You know what I mean? There's only 4 episodes left. I made it over halfway. I was happy with that, you know, and that's when I knew I had to do it. I had to do it.
Yeah. And I'm glad you were able to get some money home for your family. So how is your family doing? And what are the plans with that?
So, yeah, I mean, my family's doing great. My mom called me this morning. She was all, you know, emotional and sweet about it. But, you know, the ultimate end goal is my parents moved up north. Well, my mom and my stepdad did. And they moved up there planning to retire, you know, get some proceeds from the house and quit their job and their company, sell their company. And long story short, they didn't have enough to retire. And they moved up there. Obviously, price of living so much cheaper. They're 6 hours away from family. We have so many new grandbabies coming into the family. And, you know, I miss my mom. You know, we used to go on drives all the time and she calls me all the time. And it's just like, this sucks. You know, there's days where I just want to hang out with my mom if I got time and I can't do that. So, you know, the ultimate end goal is to get something for them out here, you know, and where they wouldn't be able to have they wouldn't have a mortgage, where I could, you know, get a duplex or something close by and I could cover it for them and the money they make from the sale of their house up there. And, you know, they could live off of that, just giving them the chance to actually retire and enjoy life and everything they've worked so hard for. Mm-hmm. And when I buy a property, that's an investment no matter what. But if I would be willing, more than willing, to sacrifice extra income for me on a rental property to take care of my mom and stepdad, you know, just so they're closer to family.
Yeah, I love that. That's awesome.
And I need a dog sitter too sometimes. So I'm like,
oh, for sure. Always. Getting back to this crazy game, there is clearly a divide on the island. There's the Night Owls Alliance, which you were in. And then there's Rob and Aaron. Is Jordan really with them or is she kind of playing both sides?
So you're going to have to wait and find out, because I did talk to Jordan that episode, actually, which it was not shown. But I did speak to Jordan prior to that excursion, and I told her, because Jordan and I had a good relationship and I really do like her. I told her, I was like, I really want you to, you know, I don't want to put the pressure on you, but you really have to pick a side, because when it comes down to it, if someone's not having the balls to actually make an upfront decision and, you know, be cocky and make someone realize, oh, they don't like someone, you're going to be used as a pawn. And we don't want that, you know? And I was like, you've made it this far. You're playing a good game. Like, you don't want to be a pawn. So I told her, I said, you really need to like make up your mind here, because, you know, I want to see you do good. Because I really did appreciate her. And yeah, but that was definitely not shown, and I was kind of upset about that, but whatever.
Is it really that obvious with the sides? Like, there's no mixing and matching. It's just clear. Even when you're there, you can feel it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Without a doubt. I mean, every night, the Night Owls and I, we would recoup. We would talk about everything we talked about, you know. And I knew when, say, Amy, Nick, or Stephanie would be talking to Rob, we're going to get all the tea later. So, you know, I trusted that. And, you know, vice versa with anyone else. Like, we always communicated everything we heard and talked about throughout the day. So we're all on the same page and know what's going on. And you definitely felt the divide. We tried not making it obvious, but sometimes it just happens because, you know, sometimes you just don't vibe with someone talking to them. You know, Aaron and Aaron and I had a good relationship. We really did. And after finding out that challenge was actually like a physical challenge, I regretted picking Aaron because when they said precise, I thought it was going to be like a number puzzle type thing. You know, I didn't realize it was going to be so physically demanding. And I really do regret not picking Rob because yeah. But anyway, the divide is definitely there without a doubt. Some people aren't willing to show it. Some are.
And how confident is your alliance that you're going to be able to take down Boston Rob with all his experience and how good he is at the challenges? How confident are you guys that, like, even if that you have the numbers and you're going to get him eventually?
Very confident, very confident. We know this game's a lot of skill, but also it's a lot of luck.
Mm-hmm.
And no matter what, having a higher number of people that have the same common denominator wanting to get someone out, we have a higher chance of doing it. So we are very confident with our plan.
It's just interesting each week because the rules, like, it kind of changes who gets immunity and how many people get immunity and who gets to choose who goes home. So it's like you really don't know what to expect each week.
Never know what to expect, seriously. And that's why you got to have more on your side than less.
Yeah. Last week I talked to Alyssa and she was kind of talking about her side of the whole tribal fight with her and Stephanie. And I was just wondering what your thoughts were of being there and how it kind of ended up with Aaron and what you thought about watching it on TV.
So that whole fight, I don't know if you guys saw it, but I was totally giggling. I was like laughing. And that is because when I laugh, I'm kind of like in an uncomfortable situation, and girl cat fights, I think, are pretty fun to watch, you know?
Yeah.
And, but one thing about that was, so Steph and I have a great relationship. She's a night owl. Her and I would have our coffee every morning together. I built a really good, like real connection with her. And then Alyssa and I actually both finding out we were gay in the beginning of the show, we had a final two agreement.
Mm-hmm.
We had a final two alliance, and, you know, sadly it wasn't shown on the show, but our agreement was final two. Let's not make it obvious. Let's not talk about anything. Like, if you hear my name, let me know. If I hear your name, you let me know, vice versa. And we can rock this and go to the end together. And that was something I did disclose with the Night Owls as well. And I did tell them that. So they all knew that. And I don't know. It was hard for me to like try and act cool.
Mm-hmm.
But I did also talk to Alyssa before that. And I did tell her, I was like, hey, like Steph is my girl. And I know she wants to go after you. And I know we have our agreement, but kind of in the middle here. And so whatever happens, happens. I kind of didn't end our agreement, but I said, your name's being brought up. And I just wanted to let you know, because I'm not just going to not tell you.
For sure. I really felt bad for Aaron when he, you know, had a mental breakdown and left. But then he also wasn't able to kind of like talk things out with Amy and the rest of you guys at the table. Was there anything that kind of wasn't shown from that? And, you know, what was it like playing with Aaron?
Yeah. So, I mean, Aaron, sweet guy. Okay. But first of all, he definitely is a very emotional player, which is okay. But one thing they didn't show was Aaron said something at Temple. Like, I think like Amy just shut the fuck up or something. And that really fired off Amy. And that's when I believe, I forgot what she said in Temple, but then Aaron like stormed off. Totally okay. We get back to camp and they were trying to talk, but Aaron, again, like it makes Amy look like such a bully, you know, that like these edits make her look like a huge bully. They really do. And in reality, like Aaron started just rambling off without her getting a word in, and he stormed off. Like it wasn't just her attacking him verbally, you know, it was him not being able to, I guess, be present and put the emotions away for this conversation and actually sit down and talk about it. But you know, it happens. And, you know, I even said, I was like, someone should check up on him because I care about the guy, you know, I care about everyone else. But same time, separate it, separate the emotions because you're not going to get you anywhere.
Yeah. Well, I loved watching you on the show and I can't wait to see what happens the rest of the season. Who are you pulling for? Who are you really rooting for? Who do you want to see take this home?
The Night Owls, without a doubt, any one of them.
And how high do we think the money's going to go?
Oof, it gets high. It gets really high.
It's so mind-blowing to me because I'm like, I don't think there's ever been a prize this big on TV. So I almost feel like there's going to be a twist at the end that cuts it in half because I just can't imagine them giving away this much money. But then I don't know. It's like such a big company and network. So it's just like, you never know what they want to do to like really put this show on the map.
Yep. As time goes on, the numbers just get bigger and bigger and bigger. But again, it's deal or no deal. You could walk away with millions. You could walk away with a penny.
And maybe each week, like more players will take home $200,000 and be offered to leave. Or what if someone gets offered $1 million and is offered to leave?
It's literally, this game's so twisted. Like you never know what to expect, honestly. And I am so thankful to be a part of it because it was seriously, I mean, so much adrenaline and paranoia throughout the whole thing, never knowing what to expect. Like you're just always in this state of mind, like, holy shit.
You know? How did you get on the show?
I had a casting guy reach out to me on Instagram because I interviewed him for a couple times for a show like 5 years ago that never took off. And he remembered me and messaged me, and I wasn't on Instagram for like a year at that point. And I just turned it on like just in time. And I opened it. I was like, no fucking way. I was like, sure. You know what? I'll try it. And I had a house. I have a house now at this point. I'm in a relationship. I was like, do I really want to go on a TV show now since I have so much in place? And I was like, fuck it. Like, it's always been a dream of mine. I've always wanted to be on TV. And now I'm like hooked on that feeling. Like, it was so freaking awesome. And now I definitely want to do more.
Okay, cool. Do you watch any other reality shows? Which other show would you want to go on?
I love The Traitors so much.
Me too. Me too.
I love it. Love it. Love it.
What did you think of how that ended?
Oh, I loved it. Dude, Trishelle is my girl. Like, I love her. She was really my favorite since the beginning. Phaedra's a baddie in it too. Like, I love her like sassiness, but also like class, you know? But Trishelle, she had it in the beginning and she called the bullshit since day one. And I am very happy she won. And CT.
It was a pretty big twist with MJ at the end. Shows on Peacock have been getting really good lately, so I am just really anticipating to see what is next on Deal or No Deal Island, which everybody can tune in Mondays at 10, 9 central. Dawson, where can everybody find you and follow you? And do you want to give us any little teases?
So teases, oh God, no, I can't, but it just gets very good. You're not going to be disappointed. As obviously the game progresses, the drama progresses, it gets more juicier, and no one will be disappointed with the ending because it is freaking good. And you guys can all find me on Instagram. I'm always sharing stuff in my life every day, real estate, my dogs, and just fun stuff that I do. So I hope you guys stay tuned with the show because it is absolutely gonna be amazing. And I just wanted to thank you again for your time today as well.
Yeah, awesome. Thank you so much for coming on. Appreciate your time. Everybody, thank you for watching, and we'll see you in the next one. Have a nice day.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.